We are in Simen Shin Lamed Ches. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Hay. Siv Beis. Yesh matirin lo maleini Yehudi lenagim bekli shir bechupas. Their minig was that they would have the chuppah on Friday afternoon, and it would run into Shabbos. So there are those that were annoyed that they used to hire a non-Jew to actually play musical instruments. And the Rama adds, Hagav afilu lo maleini letakin akli shir shari. Mishum kvod chosn lekala. The heter there is lekavod chosn kala. You can even ask the non-Jew to fix the kli. Now, what's the reason for all of this? It's because playing the instrument is a shvus. So you're asking a non-Jew to do a drabanan for the sake of a mitzvah. The problem is, so why is the Rama matir to actually be metakin kli shir? That's a daraisa. The teretz is for chosn kala we're meikel. The Gra claims that this is not a special heter for Chosn Kala, but that this sheet is the old sheet that's a iter, that Amir La'akoman Adarais is Mutter B'makom Mitzvah. We don't paskin like that. Now says the Rama, Ava B'lav Hachi Oser, if it's not for Chosn Kala, you should not be Mekel. That's even if it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Umiyu B'zman Hazeh Nogu La'akol Mitam Shizbar B'simen Shachar Zeh Le'inyin Tipuach V'rikud. We'll see that there's a heter later. The heter is that we're not bekiyim in klei shir. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up some sofer who holds that it is usur to play a musical instrument in the shul during davening, even on a weekday. Siv Gimel, zug hamakashkish l'shos osu yadei mishkolos, a clock, the old grandfather clocks that made noise every hour, and you set it by pulling the chain. You're allowed to set it before Shabbos, even though it'll make noise on Shabbos, because everybody knows that the way to make noise here is by setting it beforehand. So the halacha is that a noise of malachi is aser. So, but a noise of something that is definitely set before Shabbos, that is not malacha. Now, what exactly is the iser of winding a watch anyway? The Chayyadim says that it's an Isser Doraisa. The Panamiris argues, but he says that there's an Isser Doraisa. There's a real binyan here. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah asers even while the watch is still running. The Chayyadim is mistopic if that's a Doraisa. L'maisa, there the Mishnah Berurah, he says that you should also be machmer there. The only time he's makel is for the sake of a chola. There he says you can wind a watch that's already running. But a watch that's not already running, you could not. Lemaisa, what happens if a watch stops and you need it litzara chola? So he says that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew there. But dafkin such a case. Further, Siv Dalid. Hameshamer perosov uzrob et nechayev of. Someone's in the fields guarding his fruits or his seedlings from animals and birds. Lo yispo kaf al kaf, you shouldn't scare them by clapping. Lo yitapach kapav al yerecho, you also should not bang. You should not bang on your body with your hands to make noise to scare them. Lo yirkad lavrichem, you shouldn't dance in front of them to scare them away. Gzera shimit al tzror v'yizraklem, this is a new gzera that you're going to pick up a pebble and throw at them, and you're going to be throwing dalat amos and rishus harabim. Some are makel bizman hazeh in a place where there are no rishus harabims. Now lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter to clap in such a case with a shinui kilacher yad. Sifhei, ein sochim begozim velo betapuchim. You're not allowed to play with nuts or apples. We're talking about playing on the floor. You're not allowed to play nuts on the floor because you may come to smooth out the floor for the sake of playing there. Says the Rama, Gavidafka gabi karkaval gabi shulchan shari lekalimigzur shamishum gumis. On a table where there are no gumis, there's no gzera. Umutr lishok ba'atsomas shakorin shich. You're allowed to play with bones. Afal pishim ashmiim kol. Hol ve'eino mechavnim l'shir. Further, now these things that they used to play with was some kind of like, it was something like cards. V'chol ze b'stochik derech tzchok ba'alma. That's only if you're playing for fun. Even if it's odd even that you're playing is usur, if someone's going to win and will get something, that's called mekach memkar, it's doing business on Shabbos, which is also gzeirat uksiva. When children or women play with that, and if you tell them to stop, they're not going to listen to you, you're better off not telling them. If they will listen to you, you should. Whether or not you're allowed to play ball on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that playing nuts is usur even on karka merutzaf, even if it's not a ground floor. The Mishnah Brura also brings down that this thing that they used to play with, the atzomos that he was talking about, it seems that there was a minog of having special Shabbos ones. Well, nicely, he does bring down that there's no great mitzvah to play with these things on Shabbos.